There are a number of goals for this learning session today. There's a minig that staying up learning all night shavuos. Supposed mukkar for that minig is a medrash. That when Klal Yisrael told of Kabbalas HaTorah, that morning is supposed to wake up early. The day the world changed. And they slept, they overslept, they slept late. So we stay up all night for us. There are two parts to understand this. One is that Shavuos is different than Pesach and Sukkot. Sukkot is L'man Yedu Doroseichem Ki Vasukos Hoshavti Es B'nei Yisrael V'Hotzi Olsam Eretz Mitzrayim. That it's a remembrance. The Gemara says it's not a direct remembrance. Machlokas, whether I have to even think about it when I'm in the sukkah, the Bach says yes. Not so simple. Other Rishonim, many Rishonim disagree. It's a remembrance to an event, an important event. Pesach, I have to psychologically put myself back in Mitzrayim, kilu hu yotzam in Mitzrayim. I'm there in Mitzrayim. I'm walking out of Mitzrayim. Kabbalas HaTorah. On Shavuos is much more. Chaim used to say that Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos is when Makabal the Torah all over again. And it's basically it's a Gemara in Shabbos that just like before Matan Torah, the whole world was waiting if Yisrael Makabal the Torah, fine, otherwise everything goes back to Tohu Vavohu. So too, before we Makabal the Torah, the world's standing, maybe yes, maybe no. If we're not Makabal the Torah properly, it goes back to Tohu Vavohu. So real Kabbalah HaTorah. Every year we're Mechuyev to Makabal the Torah all over again. Says the Medrash, the Klal Yisrael, didn't wake up that morning in the time they were supposed to. It's very interesting. Klal Yisrael, when they went out of Mitzrayim, Yavarti Be'elayla, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Lo Malach, there was a Gilui Shechinah there in Mitzrayim. Next, when they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, they were a Madreg of Nevuah, large, greater than Yechezkel ben Buzi. And they're growing and they're growing and they're growing. When they stand at the bottom of Har Sinai and say Nasa v'Nishma on that first Shavuos, their level of Nevuah one notch under Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam says. Unbelievable Madreg. So doesn't mean they overslept. Overslept is when people grow, they have a tendency to stay where they are and be satisfied where they are. And at that point, they were very satisfied. They'd grown, they'd developed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep pushing them more and more. I'm not satisfied where you are. It's good, it's nice, but we have to go further. Life is growth. And being satisfied where they are, they didn't understand that this day is an unbelievably next higher level Madrega. And so it's very nice, we're in a high Madrega, but the minig of staying up, Shavuos, minig in yeshivas, minig in a lot of places, is exactly that. Tomorrow morning, Well, Shavuot, we think tomorrow morning when we'll kabbal the Torah again. When we'll kabbal the Torah again, that means we're not going to be satisfied where we are today. We'll kabbal the Torah to grow and grow and to remember. Because on that day, Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say he knew that what is Kabbalah HaTorah means who and what we are. It makes no difference whether you're sitting now in a base medrash somewhere here in the United States, you're out in the business world, you're out in the professional world. Every Jew asks himself, who am I and what I am I? Recently, school and Mikol Amim, Atem Tiyulim Amlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kodah. The Jew has to understand his whole identity, who he is and what he is. And what he's makabel on Shavuos is the first and most basic Kabbalah. That I am part of a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. I may be in the business world, but my identity is that of a from Jew. My identity is I represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and who I am is how I represent him in this world. And what I do in this world, representing him in this world. And that's what Makabal. And there are different steps in that Kabbalah of Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma is a very complicated step that Klal Yisrael do. Gemara in Shabbos says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim to get the Torah, so Malach HaYashareis asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ilo Risha Beinenu, what is this man born of woman here up in Shemayim? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, he's here to take the Torah. They said, the Torah is perfect. And if the Torah is perfect, so how are you bringing the perfect Torah down to earth where human beings are imperfect? HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, give them an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. Hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. And then Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, this Torah that you're giving, what's written in it? And he says, Lo Signov, Lo Sinov, Lo Sirtzach. So he turns to Malach HaSheres and says, you have jealousy, you have competition, that you think you're killing people, you're killing something. And that was a good answer. Question is, what does Chazal want to tell us with this story? There's a question. We're accepting a Torah which is perfect, complete and perfect. It demands of us to be complete and perfect. Question is, but we're a boss of Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. If you hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and you know who and what you are and your job in this world is holding on to the Kisei HaKavod, then the Torah is meant for imperfect people to make themselves perfect or more step by step more perfect. Kabbalah HaTorah is, I'm not staying where I am. I want to move a higher madrega. Kabbalah HaTorah says, I want to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod and see where in the Torah I can make myself better and a more perfect member of this Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. That is what the first step of Kabbalah HaTorah is. But the Gemara continues. The Gemara continues, the Gemara talks about Nasa V'Nishma. Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma, the Malach HaSheres said, how do they know the secret? Immediately, they took 1,200,000 crowns, 2 crowns for every member of Klal Yisrael, and put 2 crowns on the head of every Jew, one for Nasa and one for Nishma. Beis Halevi, Hakdama, is a very simple question. Torah is very complex. nasa that you'll do. Demands a tremendous amount of learning and knowledge and understanding, just for the nasa. We took up a topic today. It's a haschol of a massive topic that impacts everyone's life. And as the Chofetz Chaim says, you can't be a Shomer Shabbos unless you know Hilchos Shabbos well. So nasa includes not only doing Shabbos, knowing Shabbos, understanding Shabbos, feeling what Shabbos is all about. If that includes understanding, so what's nishma? Nishma is something else. Nishma is learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. Because ultimately, in an ongoing way, what connects a Jew, whether it's a Jew who's sitting in the Beis Medrash or a Jew who's out in the business world, who's a doctor, who's a lawyer, wherever he may be, what connects him in an ongoing way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis is that daily limud HaTorah that he has. And this is what Klal Yisrael understood. Doing mitzvahs is built in with a lot of understanding. But then there's something else. Knowing that I have to keep learning Torah. That's nishma. Knowing that for me to be makabel, that I'm going to continue to grow, it's only going to be if on an ongoing basis you keep that kesher. Sometimes when I talk to Talmidim, or out in the general world, I say, you have time for learning, it's a this, it's a that. And I have one question, maybe it's an embarrassing question. You have time for breakfast, you have time for lunch, you have time for supper. You know you have to feed your body. What about feeding your neshama? You also have to feed your neshama. And just like you never thought about going through life without feeding your body, you can't think about going through life without feeding your neshama. And if a person's going to grow into a mamlechah, to be a member, a solid member of a mamlechah's Kohen and Goy Kodesh, there's the nasa, there's the nishma. But the if they had just said nasa, Melech HaShoris wouldn't have come down and put one crown on their head for the nasa. It's only because they said nasa v'nishma, so it's a different, it's a totally different nasa. When a person is makabel on Shavuos morning, when he's standing there, and the Chazan and the Balkari says, Anochi Hashem Elokech Hashem Tzatzicha Meretz Mitzrayim Yibes Avodim. And we makabel the Torah at that point. And every Jew has to have kavanah to makabel the Torah at that point. He's makabel. I am a part of Mamlechus Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh. I'm going to grow. And the only way I can go even in my mitzvahs is by my learning. A person doesn't have that absolute determination to grow and know he can do it through Limud HaTorah, then his Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs loses anything, becomes very stale, becomes very shallow. Therefore, part of Shavuos, when we're makabel to grow, every person has to look at himself and think, so how am I going to grow? What am I going to do that this year I'm going to grow more? What am I makabel when I'm makabel the Torah? Is it going to be the same Shabbos? I'm going to be stale, I'm going to be stagnant? Or no, it's going to be something different. Klal Yisrael were very satisfied where they were. Unbelievable Madrega Nevuah compared to where they were in Mitzrayim. They had grown and grown and grown. Maybe that's enough. And when it's not enough, because there's a next level to grow to. Mi'etz Hashem, as we makabel the Torah this year, we have to focus very much. I mean, makabel, how it is that this next year we're going to grow more than this past year. How we're going to change ourselves. How we're going to uplift ourselves. and never to feel on your ruchnius level that I want to stay where I am. You never stay where you are. A person is always a holich in this world. He's always going ahead or he's going back. After 120 years, become an omate, become stationary, stale. But in that growth, especially for people who have experienced been tolim tam of divrei Torah, that growth is only going to happen when you look at your starim, look at the amount of learning you can do, and say, how much am I going to grow more? One of the purposes of having such a Yarchei Kala right before Shavuos, there's a lot of intense Limud HaTorah, where people are very involved, and a very complicated Sugya and Shas, a very complicated Inyan, Snogeya to their everyday life, is to take that experience of intense Limud HaTorah and see how this coming year, Mirtz Hashem, we're mekabel the Torah to grow. We're not mekabel the Torah to stay where we are. We're going to make it more and more. Mirtz Hashem, from this morning and afternoon, we'll come up with a chizuk to mekabel the Torah properly with a proper nasa and nishma. Thank you, everyone, for going. For me, to have morning and afternoon of Limud HaTorah, the schus for the four shlema for my wife, on a personal level, I appreciate everyone's hishtatfus. Mm-hmm.